we were first notified of his escape on Thursday evening, shortly after 4:30. We immediately contacted the family to make them aware prior to any release to the media. And we were in touch with them and we kept them updated in relation to his arrest and continued detention in custody. I personally called to the McLaughlin family last Monday at their home in Fianna. And they were obviously, Sean, to be honest, I found them very distressed. They felt very let down by the justice system in that they failed to understand how a person who had been convicted of manslaughter was allowed to be placed in what's generally referred to as a low-security prison, and also the fact that it was in very close proximity to their home and close to the border. We were aware that this particular person had shown a propensity to try and make good his escape to Northern Ireland in the past. So they were felt very let down by the system, they felt hurt, and I suppose the whole media spotlight was cast upon them again. They're very humble people. They have never sought to court any spotlight or media attention throughout their whole ordeal. And I suppose when the inquest was finished there in January 2012, they felt that there was a certain amount of closure to their grief and pain at that time. But unfortunately, with the escape of Martin McDermott, the pain and the wounds of their grief has been reopened.